You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So this week we are looking at the ongoing impeachment hearings against American President Donald Trump. This has to do with him allegedly trying to blackmail the President or Prime Minister of Ukraine to sort of get this dirt on Joe Biden's son, Hunter, who was the head or on the board of a Ukrainian oil company that's being investigated for corruption. The investigation was called off. Trump wanted it started up again, and he threatened not to give Ukraine all these missiles if they didn't reopen this investigation. So this is all blown up, and it does look pretty dodgy. The impeachment process has already passed the House of Representatives, so technically Trump has been impeached, and there's been a lot of confusion about this, you know, the media, like Trump has been impeached, but he's still in office. So the House votes to impeach him, and then the Senate also has to vote. And the general wisdom is that the Senate isn't going to vote to impeach him. But like I said, it's all up in the air right now. So to contrast the two different sides to this, first up, we have a clip from MSNBC, Joe Scarborough, who is he was quite middle of the road, even a bit sort of center-right a few years ago. Now, once you've had Trump going in, you have had this sort of realignment of American politics where what was the center-right has sort of shifted along to the center, and the center has shifted along to the center-left, et cetera, et cetera. So for this reason, you don't actually just have former Republicans like Joe Scarborough, but you have the other sort of quote-unquote never Trumpers who are like members of the Republican Party who for whatever reason don't like Trump and have moved against him. And so it's interesting how they are sort of positioning in what is traditionally a liberal outlet. MSNBC has really picked up the mantle of sort of patriotism and sort of fighting, especially the Russian threat, which is portrayed in quite a sort of menacing way, which is, you know, interesting when you look at the history of America, sort of the liberal conservative fight. Traditionally liberals were more seen as being pro-Russia, but that, as you will see, has all been flipped in this by this ongoing impeachment process.
It's something we've talked about on this show, actually, over the past couple of years, after the invasion of Ukraine, after Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine. I remember Jeffrey Sachs and others coming on and Richard Haass coming on saying, we made a commitment to the Ukrainians. If they gave up their nuclear weapons, we would protect their borders. Well, of course, we didn't do that. And now this president, Tom Nichols, decides that he's again going to withhold military funding unless, of course, they help interfere with American elections, particularly his election. I thought Schiff's performance was a virtuoso performance yesterday. I'm so used to seeing mediocrity on the floors of the House and the Senate that a performance like that really does cut through, doesn't it?
And he made the case about national security, which I really do think resonates. One of the things that really struck me about the House laying out its case is that the narrative is so clear. It's not hard to follow. This isn't arcane. There's not, you know, yes, there's the obligatory references to Federalist 65 and, haven't studied since college, you know.
Hamilton got a lot of run yesterday.
He did. And he's being recognized more and more. But to lay out this very clear narrative of an abuse of power specifically for personal gain that also injures the national security and puts a friend at risk at the hands of the Russians, I think, really drove home the case. And I'm wondering now if McConnell's the Republican senators beforehand who said, you know, we're going to kind of sweep this thing away and we don't really want to do that. I wonder if that's starting to backfire because it looks bad now. I think that the case that was laid out by the Democrats was so strong that the Republicans who just want to sweep it away now, I think, are having trouble making that case.
Barbara McQuaid, Adam Schiff, former federal prosecutor who has argued before many juries and made his case, did that yesterday for several hours in front of the United States Senate. I couldn't help but think, as he laid it out very clearly, as Tom said, from start to finish, with evidence, with testimony that they played on the video screen, and told a pretty compelling and clear story. If you are a Republican senator who is against the conviction of the president, or one who's considering still the possibility that you may convict the president, how could you sit and listen to that and ignore that something very clearly happened between the president and the president of Ukraine, and that there was, in fact, a quid pro quo, and that the president did use congressionally approved money for his own personal gain, held it up?
Well, Adam Schiff did masterfully what all prosecutors are trained to do, which is not just to argue that the elements of a statute have been technically satisfied, but to make the story come to life and explain to the jury why it matters. People don't want to feel like they've convicted somebody just because, gotcha, there's a technical violation here, but that it matters, that we have rules and laws for a reason. And what I thought Adam Schiff did particularly well is not only weaving the facts of the story, but explaining why this runs so afoul of the values that we share in America, and this much more pressing value of military aid to Ukraine, why it's dangerous to us. Adam Schiff and also Jason Crow really made this point well, which is we gave aid to Ukraine so they could fight Russia there, so we don't have to fight a war here. It isn't just about our ally Ukraine and doing what we said we would do, valuing our commitments so that we get that kind of reciprocity from other allies around the world, but protecting Americans, protecting the national security of us right here. If we allow Russia to go unchecked in Ukraine, then it is eventually going to end up at our doorstep.
All right, and that was MSNBC's Joe Scarborough talking about the ongoing impeachment hearings against President Donald Trump. So as you heard, they're very much emphasizing the sort of the threat of Russia coming after you, which, like I said, is a sort of interesting reversal on, you know, maybe sort of mid-century politics in America around the sort of McCarthyite era. So moving on from that, we have a clip here from Fox News featuring Trey Gowdy. And so this, the topic that both of these clips are talking about is this recent speech by Adam Schiff, who's the head of the, I think, the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, possibly in the House. And really, you really see how the interpretations of this has, of his speech itself, has come down to what side you're on. So Joe Scarborough there was very positive about the speech, saying, oh, this is great, you know, I don't see how anyone couldn't be convinced by this. But of course, over at Fox News, they just take the complete opposite viewpoint, which you can expect, but it's just like, how many times can this happen before people start to go, well, hang on, you know, like, your side can't be right every time, sort of thing. So this clip from Fox News has Republican Senator Trey Gowdy with a T, Dr. Trey Gowdy. Anyway, his big thing was during the Benghazi hearings, which was that embassy in Libya which got attacked, and was a very sort of, was a big thing in Republican circles, partly because Hillary Clinton was supposedly implicated. And this guy Gowdy, there was a sort of weird push online, I assume by sort of Republican operatives, to give him this nickname, the Bulldog, which, if you look up a picture of Trey Gowdy, he does not look at all like any sort of dog. He looks like maybe some sort of like amphibian thing, but that's not important. So it's... Well, you agreed off air. So this is a clip from Trey the Bulldog Gowdy on Fox News talking about a recent speech by Adam Schiff of the House Intelligence Committee.
So let's bring in Trey Gowdy, former chairman of the House Oversight and Government Affairs Committee and Fox News contributor. Trey, always good to see you. You know, we talked a little bit this morning about how this Ukraine conversation seems to be shifting over to Senator Lindsey Graham, who's taking up an investigation into it. And I wonder how you see that. What does that signal to you?
Well, I think Lindsey's point, I watched his press conference this morning, I think his point is, what is the threshold for an investigation? I mean, we learned with Russia that it can be a conversation in a bar. That's all it takes to launch an investigation. What is the threshold? I mean, no one's concluding that Hunter Biden or Joe Biden engaged in any impropriety, but what is the threshold simply for looking at it? And I think the ancillary question that I hope someone asked the House Democrats, if Joe Biden were not a candidate for the Democrat nomination, would this be an impeachable offense? If he were just an ordinary American that said what he said about withholding the loan assistance, who had a son with no qualifications being on a board in a country with pervasive corruption, would this be an impeachable offense? Or is it only because he's in that status of potential candidate that this somehow is elevated to something for which he should be removed from office?
Trey, it's Brett. How are you? Good morning.
Good afternoon,
I should say.
Yes, sir.
Question that keeps coming up is why this is urgent. And Adam Schiff talked about that on the floor of the Senate yesterday, saying that the president is trying to interfere or cheat in the 2020 election. Senator Bob Casey from Pennsylvania talked a little bit about it on our air earlier. Take a listen.
We are here today to consider a much more grave matter And that is an attempt to use the powers of the presidency to cheat in an election. For precisely this reason, the president's misconduct cannot be decided at the ballot box. For we cannot be assured that the vote will be fairly won.
I want you to weigh in here, but the big question is the way that Adam Schiff said it, do voters never get to trust the vote and only lawmakers can decide what the line is that a president can get kicked out of office for?
Yeah, Brett, Adam's ordinarily not that stupid, but when you tell the jury, the Senate, on one day that they're corrupt, and then you tell the American people they cannot be trusted to pick the commander-in-chief, that's just a wildly stupid trial strategy. Remember when Donald Trump, as a candidate, began to question the reliability of the vote? Remember when he started making allusions to potential voter fraud, and he was roundly criticized by everyone I heard in the media for even suggesting that you could not rely on a vote total? Well, Adam Schiff has done the exact same thing. American people, we don't trust you to factor this in November, so we need 100 senators to decide that. It is a wildly stupid trial strategy, only surpassed by Jerry Nadler's insulting of the jury 2 days ago.
Yes, and that was a clip from Fox News. And as you heard there, so whereas MSNBC said, oh, Schiff's performance was great, a virtuoso performance, the Republicans, oh, it was very bad, or so, I don't know what he was playing at, all this sort of stuff, which, of course, just comes down to, like, the partisan thing, and which I guess you can't be too surprised by. And what you also saw, just the absence from the actual performance, is more about the meat of it, whereas, you know, on MSNBC, the narrative is that, well, the average person is very concerned about sort of the Russian threat. Over on Fox News, sort of, well, the average American doesn't care, the ordinary American, which both sides, of course, are trying to claim. And, I mean, if you just had to evaluate, I would say probably the average American isn't that concerned about Russia. I'm sure they're not, maybe not be like the biggest fan of Putin and all he's doing. But just in your day-to-day life, I mean, you know, most people are more concerned about, like, paying the bills, not getting bankrupted because you broke your leg, or, you know, with America's healthcare system, just stuff that affects you in your back pocket, not a country on the other side of the world that, you know, you all used to hate 50 years ago.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/becasts.